So last time I was with you all, it was Pentecost prayer day, wasn't it? Yeah. We asked God to help us in Chicago, right? Amen. To heal the land and to use it as a model city. Yeah. Wasn't that what we asked him to do? Yeah. So let's keep that in our spirit and keep Chicago lifted up, saints. Yeah. Amen. And then I want to compliment you all who was here last week, because you all showed up and allowed God to use you. Huh? Amen. I know. I heard about it. Amen. And that's so awesome when you do that, because it's really pleasing to see when I'm not here, but you come together to worship God. Because that's what it's all about. Amen. Not coming for me. Don't come for the man. Amen. Come to worship God. And he'll meet all your needs. Everything you need is in him. He'll meet that need. But you don't get it twisted. You know, some people think, well, the pastor not going to be there, so I'm not going to be there either. Well, you're going for the pastor. Amen. Go to worship God. Amen. That's the number one thing. He's going to speak to whoever's here who's going to speak. Amen. So I'm just so pleased with you all, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I know you all did. Minister Lisa said, y'all had some church. I'm mad I missed it. Amen. I don't like missing it. Y'all see, I don't like. Did you see me repent? Yes. I don't like missing God ever. Amen. And if I do, I'm going to say I'm sorry quickly. I don't like missing God. Amen. But I know Elder Vic brought that word that was in his spirit. God is in control. So again, I say thank you for being true worshipers. See, God is looking for true worshipers, the ones who worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And that's what you are when you come out and worship God. That's your primary focus. I'm here to worship God. Amen. When you make that your primary focus, God is well pleased with you. Amen. I want to give you all a quick memory test. Y'all want to take a test? Y'all don't like taking tests. But I'm going to give y'all a quick memory test, okay? And I'm not good in going back. I really don't like to go back, actually. But God will sometimes take you back so he can show you where he brought you from. Huh? He wants you to remember. Amen. So when that foolishness try to take a hold of you again, you can say, oh, no, I ain't going back there. Amen. I'm not good at going back, but this is what I want to ask you. I want to see how good you all are at it. Do you all remember what we did last Father's Day? Does anybody remember? Think about it. What did we do on last Father's Day? Because I was thinking about it, right? And I said, well, let me look up my message. You know, what did I do? Because I want to know, you know, and God, in preparing me for this word, he wanted to see where I brought you from then to now. So he wanted me to measure last Father's Day to this one. Do you all remember? Let me see. How many of y'all remember, huh? I'm going to give you all a hint. One thing we did right before that involved the men in the church. It was on Father's Day, right before Father's Day. Y'all remember? I gave y'all a hint now. What was that? Come on, Sister Zelda. The day before Father's Day, we had the men's prayer breakfast. Amen. And then, here's the amazing part. I did not speak. No, not Pastor Bryant. Pastor Price. Yep, he came in and spoke on Father's Day. Amen. Now, I said a couple of things. You know, I'm going to give you some appetizers. You know, I spoke about how our number one enemy was not our flesh. You know, I'm hard on the flesh, right? Because I don't trust it. Huh? I know it's not subject to God, so it's capable of doing anything, and I know it will lead me astray. So I don't play with the flesh, right? But I said that wasn't the number one enemy. Amen. This was on last Father's Day. Y'all don't remember this. Come on now. like I remember, right? Praise God. But I said that Satan is the number one enemy. And y'all know why? Because he want to keep you from God. The number one enemy is whatever want to keep you from God. That's your number one enemy. And that's Satan. Huh? Because God is everything. He's life. He's provisions. He's peace. He's health. He's everything. Huh? So if something wants to keep you away from God, that's your number one enemy. Satan want to keep you from reading God's word. He don't want you to do that. Amen. He want to constantly feed your flesh. Huh? Your number two enemy. Huh? He knows, I can feed their flesh. I'm in the game. Amen. Because he knows for the flesh is not subject to God. Huh? It's going to always keep accepting what I give it. It likes it. Amen. Because it's not subject to God. Praise God. Let me ask you something. Have you all ever heard this saying? They say behind a successful man is his woman. You all ever heard that? What about this one? Behind the fall of a successful man is usually another woman. Oh, y'all didn't heard that one. I'm speaking to the men today. Really, it's Father's Day. But y'all see the women liking this, right? They like when I be telling the truth. High end. That's a high end truth I just gave you. Amen. And last year at the man's prayer, Minister Lisa said, say it again. Okay. So behind every successful man is a woman, right? But also behind the fall of every successful man, it's usually a woman too. Amen. Praise God. So last year we talked about that at the man's prayer breakfast, about how Satan uses women to bring down the greatest of men. Amen. Y'all remember this. Vic said he remember. David, one of the strongest warriors in the Bible. But Bathsheba brought him down. Amen. God told David, I would have gave you anything. See, this is why I want to miss God. I would have gave you anything, and you go and get this man's wife and then plot his murder? Woo! He paid some big prices for that. David was awesome. But what did I say when I failed today? I repented, right? David repented too. But some losses occurred. Amen. Woo, Lord, his house was a mess. It was a mess. Amen. I just want my heart to be right with God, always. Amen. What about Samson? The strongest man in the Bible. Till he met Delilah. Huh? Delilah weakened him. Amen. How about Solomon? Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible. Say that again, Minister Lisa. He has 700 wives and 300 concubines. How can that be wise? He was the wisest man in the Bible with 700 wives. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That was a mess. It's hard to handle just one wife. You got 700? And 300 guys. Don't get this twisted. Women are helpmeet, men of God. Y'all hear me? I don't want y'all to get this message twisted. Like they are in. They are helpmeet. Well, no, helpmeet is suitable, means suitable, fit, proper for us. A helper is a wife. Not a knife, a wife. Amen. Come on, Pastor. And she is a part of us. Two flesh become one. It's the outside woman we got to be aware of. Amen. I just got to talk to the man of God today. So ultimately, it's not the woman's fault, because the Bible says we get entangled when we are drawn away, what? By our own lust. So see, it's in us. huh? That lust is in us, and Satan, again, he knows how to feed it. Amen. Let me give you a revelation on that. When you look at a woman and say, she's a beautiful woman, that woman is beautiful. Good Lord, she is beautiful. You did not commit adultery. You did not sin. A lot of folks say you did. They'll say, oh, you said she beautiful? Oh, man, you sin. I'm going to pray for you. That's what they'll say, really. But that's not sin. Amen. Because it's so many beautiful things God created. Amen. Look at all these women. All y'all look beautiful to me, really, to be honest with you. Amen. It could be a thing. Let's take a woman out of it. Look at a beautiful car. Man, that car is awesome. Or a beautiful picture. It could be anything. Amen. That doesn't mean you sin. The scripture says when you lust after her, that's when you sin. Amen. It says, what is it in Matthew 5 and 27-28 says, ye have heard that it was said by them of old times that thou shalt not commit adultery. Right? But this is Jesus speaking. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her committed adultery with her already in his heart. Amen. He says, look at her to lust after. So you say she beautiful. That don't mean you lusting after her. I mean, you just like her appeal. Oh, man, that's pretty. That's attractive to you. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder anyway. But when you say she's beautiful and I'm going to get with her, Nah, you done crossed. You're lusting after her. Amen. That's sin. That's committing adultery. You've already did it. Amen. Amen. Because, see, Satan going to feed that thought. You say, oh, man, I'm going to get with her. He going to feed your flesh and make sure he can make that happen. Especially if you're serving God. Amen. Because he wants to destroy that relationship at all. And what does he use? What's his number one thing he uses? Nope. Yep. He uses flesh. But what's the number one thing he used in this situation? A woman. A woman. That's what he uses. Amen. I got to ask y'all a question. Why is it on Mother's Day you can't get in the restaurant? No, I just want to know. Why is it on Mother's Day you cannot get in the restaurant? You, if you ain't got no reservation, you can forget it. But today is what? You don't have no problem. No crowd. Walk right in, sit down, and eat. What is that about? Minister Lisa, well, help me on this one. Huh? Something we not doing right, man of God. Father's Day. Something we missing it. Huh? Our children are not celebrating. They not, but their mother. Huh? Something ain't right. I think it's a conglomerate of things, actually. I think one is the devil is kind of acting in on it because, you know, the father-son relationship is an awesome relationship. We don't look at it like that. It was fashioned in heaven. The father and the son relationship was fashioned right there in heaven. But on earth, you see the mother, nobody can love me like my mama loved me. You know, we don't see the father-son relationship like that. And then Satan really feeds into it. You know, he won't let it happen. He won't make it happen. Because everything about Satan is backwards. Please know that. God say up. Come on. He going to say down. Amen. Whatever God say to you, he is going to tell you the opposite. Amen. So it's Father's Day, right? I ain't going there with y'all. It is Father's Day, right, men of God? Come on, men of God, let me hear y'all. Amen, amen. But this is what God was doing with me, so I'm going to do this with you all. He was having me to do a self-evaluation, and I graded myself. He had me do a self-evaluation. It was like when we take communion. You know how the Bible says, let a man examine himself. God was having me to examine myself on Father's Day, you know. So I started with my diet, and I gave myself a C-. Huh? I want to eat better. I want to eat cleaner. I really do. And I want to eat healthier. I do. You know, because I've just been breaking all the rules as far as diet go. Victor, y'all heard my elder amen it. He be like, you know you don't need to be eating all that pasta. And he right. I gave myself a C-. I keep it real now. Amen. I'm in truth. Amen. I don't just deceive myself and just, you know, I want to know the truth. Then I looked at loving my wife. Amen. I gave myself an A. Because I know I'll lay down my life for her. But y'all heard her say, Lady Z, that's real. Because really, I shouldn't be grading myself on that. That's the one, you can't really grade yourself on. So you got to ask the person. You really do. You can't say, well, I'm going to give myself this on. Of course, I mean, we always want to, but I don't know. Let me have a sip of water for you. What is the grade I get for how I'm loving you and caring for you?
I'll give you an A+.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. An A+.
Okay. Yeah, I undergraded myself on that one. That is. And then I looked at how I love my children. Amen. I gave myself an A on that. I ain't going to get with them, though. Cammie and Kayline and Carl, they all smiling. I ain't gonna ask. I take good care of them though.
Amen.
Believe that. Amen. But this is what I want to give to the men. I really make sure I'm the perfect example for them. Amen. That's what I do. Every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice. Amen. You got to get that one in your spirit. God bless you, Brian. You got to get that in your spirit. Amen. Because you can tell them anything. You need to do this. You need to do that. I'm telling you to do. And they do it when they're young. You know, I could tell Cammy and Kaylon to do anything. Carlton is grown now. Amen. I could just give him advice.
That's right.
But I can tell them, I can say, Kaylon, do some. He going to do it. Amen. Cameron, this is what I need you to do. He going to do it.
Amen.
But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the example that I show them. Because when they get grown, they going to remember what they saw. Amen.
Come on.
And so with our children, fathers, we got to be a great example. Because again, one day, they're going to follow your example and not your advice. Amen. That's why I love me some Elder Vic. Because Elder Vic turned his life around. He's coming to the house of the Lord. And that's an example. They need to see that. Huh? They need to see it now. Because he can't talk about it no more. He has some issues in his life. Amen. But he flipped it around and now they see. God is first. God is in control. Amen. That's important. But the number one thing. Here's the number one thing I judge myself on. Is, am I in Christ? And is he in me? That's when I gave myself an A+. Because Christ is my life. Amen. And that's the word I got for you today. Christ has got to be your life. Reggie, hear me on this one. Huh? Not who you go to, not who you call upon, and you're going to do all that. But he got to be your life. Amen. That's what he got to be. That's why Jesus made them bold statements. If a man come after me, he got to first deny himself. If he lose his life for me, he will find it. That's what he said. Amen. Christ has to be your life. You all remember the very first day when we started the ministry, January the 3rd, 2016. Some of y'all wasn't here. Woo, y'all missed a powerful day that day. But some of y'all was here. Amen. You all remember Pastor Brian gave me a sword and a powerful revelation when he gave it to me. He said, if I stayed on this word right here, he said, Pastor Maybell, if you stay on the word, this sword is going to defeat all your enemies. He said, but if you get off of this word, this sword is going to defeat you. And I'll never forget that. I meant to bring my sword today, too. But then I made a confession to you all when he said that. Because God had really, you know, before I stepped foot in this pulpit to represent him and to serve him in this manner, he really laid down the law. Amen. And so I made a confession to y'all. I said that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I said to y'all, I said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of God. And whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I gave you all that. I made that confession to you all before I said anything. Amen. So today I want to give you all a master key. Amen. A master key to life. And we all have this key. We really all have the key, but we just got to use it. Amen. The key is readily available. Amen. See, you can have a key, but if you don't put the key in the door, you still can't get in. You ain't getting in. Amen. And that master key is to make Christ your life. Amen. And you say, well, how do I do that? How do I make Christ my life? Right? I'm glad you all asked. Y'all being quiet. I'm going to give you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth of how you make Christ your life. Amen. Let's use a young man meets a beautiful young lady, something like Carlton and Jasmine. The young man met the beautiful young lady, right? And I mean, she's beautiful to him inside and out. Amen. That's why I'm using them too, because they're like the perfect examples for me. I ain't never seen nothing like that. But anyway, woo, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. So you know what he says? He said, I want her to be in my life forever. That's what he says. So he marries her, right? And marriage is supposed to be what? Forever. Amen. The Father in heaven did not make marriage to be, well, you. Moses said, this is what the Pharisees, and Moses said, we can give her a written decree of divorce. And you, he said, that wasn't my Father's plan. Huh? That's man's wisdom. My Father's plan is forever. Praise God. So that's how you make Christ your life. You got to marry him. And it's forever. There ain't no divorces. Amen. See, so after you marry him, you know what happens? You keep your mind on him. That's why that song said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. That's how it is. I'm always thinking about my wife. Christ is always on my mind. Amen. I had to give you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. Amen. You have to marry him. Now you've made him your life. Amen. Get this one, men of God. This one gonna take you. That key right there I just gave you, it'll take you all the way there. It's a certain person I know that constantly reads the Bible, constantly listens to to tapes, you know, listen to the word all day long. But when I talk to him, I begin to talk about Christ. And he said, why you always want to talk about Jesus? To me, he the last person that should be asking me, why do I always want to talk about Jesus? But I do that, why? Because he's always on my mind. No matter what conversation you and I may have, eventually we're going to get there. Amen. God is good. Yes. God is in control. Yes. Huh? Don't worry about nothing. We're going to get the victory. Yes. Amen. Are we going there sooner or later? Yes. Amen. My mind has always stayed on him. Why? Because I'm married to him. The battle was where? In the mind. Oh, saints, y'all got to hear me. You know what? When challenges arise, I remember when this came out. This was on point. When challenges arrive, hard times, and you press, you remember when they people would say, what would Jesus do? Y'all remember that? That got real popular at one point. What would Jesus do? That's the battles. That's where we are. That's how I think now. Because why? I got the mind of Christ. What would you do, Lord? That's the mind of Christ. What, Lord, what? Okay, now I'm in this situation. What would you do? When you involve God and ask him what would he do like that, you're really asking him what you would do. Amen. You really, that's the mind of Christ. And you all heard of this saying right here, don't let things live in your head that are not profitable. You ever heard that? They say it like this in the world. They say, I'm not going to let you live in my head rent-free. Y'all ever heard that? They say, you ain't living in my head rent-free. Wow. That's a good saying. Wow. Amen. I don't let things live in my head that are not profitable, saints. The Bible says, like it says, cast down vain imaginations. I had got one today, and I cast it down. Amen. But see, Jesus can live in my head. Huh? Because he paid the price. It ain't rent-free. He paid the price to live in my head. He paid the ultimate price. He died for me. He can. That's why he always on my mind. Just think, really, saints of God. Another earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. If somebody had died for you physically that you knew, you think you're going to ever forget them? Never. They're going to be always on your mind. Amen. They died. They put their life in front of my life. They helped me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even. Oh, Lord. So when you ask the question, saints, how do I make Christ my life? The answer is to keep your mind stayed on him, to marry him. Amen. Bible says to seek the things that are above. Amen. Your mind stayed on Christ will help you do that. See, Jesus is not interested in this temporary material world. His focus is eternal. It's forever. That's what he's on. So when you get the mind of Christ and you begin to think like him, certainly you can use all these things down here. But that just ain't the main focus anymore. That's why when I came home and all my stuff was burned up, and they thought, he gonna go nuts. Everything burned, his cars burned, all this stuff, his Corvette is burned up. And I said, let's go in the house and eat. Don't worry about that crap. That's the mind of Christ. If I had the old Rudy, the one that was in the, he would have snapped. How would you mean you was by? How in the world did you do? What are you talking? But the new, the Rudy that's renewed with the renewed mind. Oh, baby, come on. Let's go in the house and eat. Don't even look at that crap no more. Stuff is over. Amen. And the people didn't believe that. My sons came to the baby shower, the Jasmine baby shower. They was like, so daddy, now just tell us now, how you snap when the car? And I said, I didn't snap. I said, I just went in the house and ate. Oh, no, daddy. You didn't just go in the house and eat. Now, you know, if I would have took this, Rudolph told me, if I would have took that car and did something, you know you would have won. I said, son, that crap don't mean nothing to me. Amen. I just use it. If I got it, I use it. But it don't have me. It don't. I'm in love with Christ. Amen. That's what I'm worried about losing. Amen. All this other stuff. Get that stuff again and again. Praise God. Again today, saints, I just want to give you a master key because it's Father's Day. Amen. And I got a bunch of brothers up in here. I want to give you the master key and show you how to open the door with it. And making Christ your life is the master key. Amen. You got to marry him. You got to marry him. Then that makes you the bride of Christ. Who is he coming back for? His bride. Us. The church. Amen. We're married to him. And this marriage never ends. Once you marry him, that's it. Ain't no divorce. That's his plan. That's this plan down here, that's man's foolish wisdom. Amen. And when you're in your flesh, you can do that over and over. If I wouldn't have met Christ, I'd probably be on 20 wives by now. I didn't know God. That's what they do down here. Moses said you could just write him a written decree and be done with it. But my father didn't say that. Amen. He said, I don't play that. This thing is forever. Amen. Oh, I got to show y'all that. Let me turn in your Bibles to Colossians. Let's get to this word of God. It's Father's Day. I don't want to keep y'all. Because I know y'all going out and the restaurants are going to be, you don't have no problem. I got to tell y'all the truth. You ain't had no problem today. Getting in the restaurant. We're talking about the master key, making Christ your life, right? Is that what we're on today? I want to tell y'all, I missed y'all last week, too. I really did. I really did. I just don't like missing. I don't. Okay, y'all at Colossians chapter 3. Look at verse 1. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. See, it's saying if you're risen with Christ, you're no longer dead, right? Full of dead works, because you've risen with Christ, right? So now you're seeking the things that are above. That's what it's saying. Seek those things which are above. That's what we're doing. Eternal things. These things are forever, huh? Like love and peace and joy and long-suffering and good, great gentleness and meekness and kindness. That's what we seek after now. That's forever. Amen? Look at verse 2, what it says. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. That's the same thing. And it's the same thing. It says, set your affection. What does affection mean? Affection is like your fondness, your love. Amen. Your liking. Set that kind of stuff for things above. Amen. That's really what it's saying. Not on things on the earth. They just made it so plain. Don't set your affection. What do you do with the things on the earth? You use them. You enjoy them. You got a nice car. Enjoy it. House. Enjoy it. Family. Everything. Huh? But your affections got to be set on these things. Amen. The things above. Look at verse 3. It says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. See, what it's saying is the old way of doing things is over. It's dead. Huh? When you marry Christ, you put that old life to rest. It's dead. It's over. Amen? You buried the old life, and it didn't bury you. Huh? Because, see, that old life could have buried. If you wouldn't have buried it and married Christ, it will bury. How does the scripture say it? The wages of sin is death. Amen. So if you choose, okay, well, I like that old. I like that lifestyle. I'm just going to keep the wages of sin. That life will bury you. Amen. But we've buried it in Christ. That's what the scripture is saying. You are dead. And your life is here with Christ in God. It's buried. You are dead. It's over. That life is over. But look at verse 4. When Christ, somebody say that, them next four words. Who is our life. Who is our life. Amen. What are we talking about today? Making Christ our life. That's the key, right? That's the master key. The scripture said, when Christ, who is our life, who is your life? Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So it says, when that kingdom that's coming, because Jesus said, this ain't my system, not this messed up crazy stuff. My kingdom is coming. My will be done on earth just like we do it in heaven. Oh, that's coming. You better believe that's coming. And it's close. Amen. But he said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him. So when that kingdom come, we're gonna appear right with him. Amen. So look what verse 5 says. Mortify. What does that mean? Kill. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Now, let's name a few of those. Fornication. What do we do to it? Mortify it. Uncleanness. Inordinate affection. Evil concupiscence. And covetousness, which is idolatry. We got to kill all of that. That's our old way of life. We all did that. Did we all do that? We got to kill that. Verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience? Huh? The wrath of God is going to come on the children of disobedience for that mess. In the which ye also walk sometime. Uh-oh, I said that, right? I said, we all did that, right? It says, in the which we also walked in that sometime when ye lived in them. See, our old life, that's how we used to live, right? But now, somebody say that. But now ye also put off all these. Look what else we had to put off. Anger, snapping because some stuff burned up. That's over. That's dead. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. That stuff is over. We put it off. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's that renewed, that's that new mind. Amen. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all what?
In all.
And in all. See, we all got the key. Remember I said that? We all got the key. Huh? But I'm showing you how to use the key. Put it in the door and turn it. Marry him. Look what it says in verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. That's the master key. He said, put that on. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, what do you do? You forgive too, right? Anybody holding anything about anything against anybody right now? We need to pray and just let that go right now. Because sometimes we think we're worthy to do that. Oh, they did this to my mama. They did this to me. I ain't going to never forgive them. I don't care what they do. You got to let that go. Amen? That will kill you. That will take you out of here. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And see, when you don't do that, then you can't be forgiven. That's why it kills you and not them when you hold it against them. That ain't for them. He's telling you to let it go to help you. Amen? Because if you don't forgive, then Christ can't forgive you. So if you don't forgive, you sure better be perfect. Anybody in here perfect, just raise your hand. Let me see, because I just want to see. Okay, so then we all got to forgive, right? Amen? So which verse am I on, says? 14 says, and above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfection, or perfectness. So now we know how to love and walk in it, right? Love is living inside of us. God is love, right? We got to marry him, right? Huh? See, when we marry him, he's in us and we're in him. The two become, ain't that what happens? Ain't that on that earthly illustration I gave you? When Carlton married Jasmine, the two of them now became one. Amen. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in how many bodies?
One body.
And be ye thankful. That's why we always say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the master key today, saints. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So y'all understanding this master key? Put it in the door and turn it. But look at here. Now look, now we talking about the master key, right? Being married to God. Is that what we talking about? Our relationship with him. We're married to him, right? We're the bride of Christ, right? Is that what we talking about? The master key, right? The master key is living in Christ, right? Amen. But look at verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. How in the world did we get to that? We went straight into marriage, didn't we? Now, we're talking about the living a life in Christ. Wasn't that what we were talking about? And then the scriptures go into husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. That's the master. We got to marry God. Amen. Marry Jesus. Huh? And love him. He's giving, now God is getting ready to give us the earthly illustration of the heavenly truth. I gave it to you earlier, right? Now he's about to give it to you in the scriptures. Amen. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Amen. Look at verse 19. Husbands, what are you supposed to do? Love your wives and be not bitter against them. God does what to us? He loves us. Amen. He died. Look, if he didn't love us, he would not have laid down his life. Huh? It said when you love your wife, you'll do what? Lay down your life for her. Amen. And then he proved it because he laid down his life for us while we was jacked up too. Amen. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Since this is Father's Day, fathers, we can't provoke our children to anger. Huh? The last thing you want to do is discourage your children. You want to encourage them. Amen? So don't provoke them to wrath, discouraging them with foolishness. Amen? I stay way away from that. You know, if something get ready to come out of my mouth that I know is not going to bless them, I don't say it. Amen? It says this in verse 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And that's a super powerful scripture right there, because it couples with this next one. This is the companion scripture. This goes right along with it. That's why he said it in verse 23. It says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man. Man, that'll get you through some stuff right there. Huh? Because some stuff, you know, this is a crazy job. This is foolishness. This is, they got it all twisted. They just trying to put more on me than I can bear. But then you say, but you know what? I'm serving God. Huh? Let me do this as if it was to God. Now your attitude changes. Amen. Back to the mind of Christ. Amen. Well, let me do this into as if I'm doing it for God, not for men. Amen. Work for them like you're working for God. That's how you get it in and get it done. Look at verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You got to keep that, folks, first and foremost. The reward is not coming from man. Who is it coming from? Right, because we're serving him. Verse 25 say, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he have done. And I don't care who you are. Oh, I don't say. And there is no respect of persons. Is that what it says? Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Again, I want to say happy Father's Day to you, Lord, and all the fathers under the sound of my voice.